So we're going to review the modes. We've done Ionian, Phrygian, Ionian, Dorian, and Phrygian, excuse me, 1, right. 2, and 3, respectively.
Right.
So for major Ionian, you know, let's just pick a key. I'll leave it up to you.
Doesn't matter. Those pesky sax players like B flat. Let's do
B flat. Okay, good. I like it. And so, in order to get a little groove going that you can just have fun with and not just practice scales up and down all day long. First of all, you don't need a groove. I'm going two steps here at once, and I shouldn't. You don't need a groove. You just get a tempo.
Right.
And jam along on B flat. Like, 2, 3, 4. We're in B flat major.
B flat Dorian or B flat?
No, B flat Ionian. Sorry, never.
Okay.
So, 1, 2, 3. Put on Mountain Jam from the Allman Brothers. So you don't need a progression. I mean, that in of itself is good practice. Can you make nice coherent lines, not just run scales? This would be all after you run the scales, of course, right? You know. I hit a flat 7 there by accident, but. It's a happy day playing an Ionian. When we go to Dorian, you're gonna pick me a totally different key, nothing to do with B flat.
Okay. G.
All right, G it is. So we're in G Dorian. Am I gonna play G major or minor?
As my sort of G major or minor
in my
G
in Dorian. My core in my chord progression that I'm going to create for you for playing Dorian. G minor, because it's a minor third in Dorian.
Right.
And Dorian is the second mode, which means you may know the answer to this already without me even saying how to find it. But for those listening, if G is 2 of some key, where's 1, and how do you find it? You go down a whole step. Why? Because if you were in the key of F. And F was 1, then the re or the 2 is G. It's got to be G, because it's whole half. So I'm gonna simply play like G minor and some kind of Dorian chord progression. Easiest way to do that is to play like a 1. Now in a regular minor, well, we'll talk about this in a minute. In a regular minor, I could go 1 and then 4 and be C minor, but that produces E flat, and we have a natural E in the key of F. This is too much music theory. So the easiest way to create Dorian is you just do a 1. And that's why those, you know, Oye Como Va type songs are so popular, because it's a cool mode.
Santana.
I was a kid, I really played a lot of Dorian. I loved Santana. And there was this Traffic song called The Low Spark of High Heel Boys.
Love that song.
So just because he knows his F major scale, he knows he can play in G Dorian all day long. Eventually, he will learn to synchronize the G minor pentatonic scale with Dorian. But that's a topic for another day. That's when you really learn. That's when you really learn. You really master things. We'll come back and analyze. I told you I was going to show you a way to summarize memorizing all the modes very quickly. Moving on to Phrygian. Pick me some other key, please.
Phrygian. A.
Okay, so we're in A Phrygian. Guess what? We're gonna end up at the same place. Phrygian is the third, but it's fine for now. He's got A minor, and how do I know we're gonna be in the same place? Because Phrygian is the third mode, so if A is the third note of some key, what note, what key is that? Because if you go from three down to two, that's G, and then two down to one, that's gotta be F. So he's technically in the same mother-parent scale. You know, of F major, but we can still do Phrygian. Like on the guitar, you might do, you know, A minor, and then maybe B flat with an A in the bass or something. I don't know. And just that in of itself creates Phrygian. But actually, I put B flat chord and A in the bass.
Okay, so I shouldn't. Yeah, I was playing in B flat.
You play B flat major. You could do that too.
It's okay.
Do that too. Is that, yeah, that's correct. That's correct. That's actually a good way of doing it. Because it is a major seven. You're creating, I created a major seven. I just put the major seven in the bass, is all. When you do A.
Oh, yeah, you did. That's right.
You know. But anyway, so here, try some Phrygian 2, 3, think Desert Island or something. Spanish sounding. Has a forlorn type quality to it.
Oops.